Hello, my name is Bisi Oladipupo and welcome to my podcast. My website can be found at www.inspiredwords.org. Today, I'll be sharing on the law of the spirit of life. Romans 8 verse 1 to 3, and I read, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh." Now let's read Romans 12:2 again for the sake of emphasis. "For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." So what is a law? We could pick up many definitions, but for the purpose of this podcast, I'll define law as a rule defining correct procedure. In other words, procedure that will govern an act or thing. If you play by the rules, you will get the desired results. A law will work for anyone. 2 Timothy 2:5 reads, "And if any man also strive for masteries, yet he is not crowned, except he strive lawfully." In other words, he will only be crowned when he does things according to the rules. This is just to highlight the importance of following rules. And for the purpose of this podcast, we are looking at spiritual rules. Now we all know that Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. John 10:10. Life here means Zoe, the life of God. This word life in John 10:10 is the same word life in Romans 8:2. I think it is safe to say that anything that activates the life of God that we already have, that is the Zoe, God's kind of life, is part of helping us activate the law or the spirit of life. Now, let's look at a few things in addition to other things that can help us activate the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. The tongue is very, very powerful. The Bible says life and death are in the power of the tongue. Proverbs 18 verse 21. What we say is very important. Jesus spoke to the fig tree and the fig tree dried up from the roots. Mark 11:12-13. We can speak faith-filled words into situations and circumstances and see them change and align them to the law of the spirit of life. The Bible says, "Whosoever shall speak unto this mountain, and shall not doubt in his heart, he shall have whatsoever he says." Mark 11:23. We need to speak where we are going. We need to declare where we are going. Our mouth will help us declare the law of the spirit of life, which you already have. Now, the law of faith. Romans 3:27 mentions the law of faith. We see many people during the earthly ministry of Jesus receive their healing, not because they were special. As Jesus stated in many cases, "Your faith has made you whole." We can see that clearly in Mark 5:33-34 and Luke 17:19. You will well agree that this enabled them to activate the abundant life that Jesus came to give us, which still applies today. The Bible also says that the just shall live by faith. As Christians, we live by faith. Another thing that can help us activate the law of the spirit of life is knowing the truth. Hosea 4 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." And John 8:32 also echoes the same. "You know, she shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This is why, amongst other reasons, why we need to invest in studying God's word and taking advantage of the ministry the Lord brings across our paths. We must know the truth, and it's the truth that we know that will set us free. Another thing that will help us activate the law, the spirit of life, is walking in love. If we are going to operate in the life of God available to us, we must walk in love. God's love has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost given unto us. Romans 5:5. 1 John 3:14, and I read, "We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death." And that does not look like the law. That does not look like the life of God. The word life here is the same word life used in Romans 8:2. Walking in love will activate life, being spiritual minded. We must set our minds on things of the spirit and be renewed in the spirit of our minds. Meditating on God's word, which is spirit and life, also enhances this process. Romans 8, verse 5 to 6, and I read, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, and they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." Being spiritually minded helps us to activate the law or the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. The scripture is very clear. Being spiritually minded will help us activate the life of God. Sowing to the spirit is another rule. Galatians 6:8, and I read, "For he that sweareth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that sweareth to the spirit shall of the spirit reap life everlasting." Life everlasting, that's the God kind of life. We need to sow into the spirit. So what does that look like? Sow it into the things of God. Sow into things of eternal value. So when it doesn't appear convenient, spend the time in his presence, in prayer, and in the word are all forms of sowing. Another rule is using our authority as a believer. The Lord God, our God, has given us authority, and we need to know how to exercise our authority. I will just mention two scriptures, Luke 10:19 and Philippians 2:19. We can't continuously violate kingdom principles and expect to walk in all that the Lord has purchased for us in redemption. So, in conclusion, yes, the law, the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, has definitely set us free from the law of sin and death. But we do need to watch our tongue, use it rightly, operate in faith, know the truth, walk in love, be spiritually minded, sow to the spirit, and use our authority as believer. We will then activate the law, the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, amongst other things. These are spiritual principles we need to comply with. If we are to walk in the fullness of all that Christ purchased for us, we cannot afford to live and conduct our lives anyhow. Thanks for listening.